USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam says he won't step down over a racist photo that was posted on his med school yearbook page. Northam says he's not in the photo, but he wants to apologize for the time he dressed up like Michael Jackson.
I had the shoes, I had a glove, and I used just a little bit of shoe polish to put under my or on my cheeks. And the reason I used a very little bit is because I don't know if anybody's ever tried that, but you cannot get shoe polish off. But it was a dance contest. I had always liked Michael Jackson. I actually won the contest because I had learned how to do the moonwalk.
Northam's refusal to resign could mean a potentially bruising fight with his former supporters. Leaders of both parties have repeatedly urged him to resign, saying he's lost the public's trust. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Mud flowing off the wildfire scars of Southern California has closed the Pacific Coast Highway just north of Los Angeles. One of the impacts from a storm that National Weather Service forecaster David Roth says poses other risks.
There's also a decent amount of wind with it, particularly ahead of the cold front. There have been some wind gusts into the 50s and 60s miles an hour. So you've got the wind as a hazard ahead of the line of thunderstorms, and you have the heavy rain with the line.
Several vehicles had to be rescued from floodwaters. Presidential hopeful Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is kicking off her campaign with a rally in her home state of Hawaii this weekend. This comes a few weeks after she made a declaration she would run for president. Gabbard ran into trouble as critics immediately jumped on her past efforts to block the legalization of same-sex marriage in Hawaii. She has since released a video apologizing for her previous work advocating against gay rights. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
People that are attending the Super Bowl are being urged to watch for anything suspicious. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
It's not clear if there's an increase in human trafficking during huge public events, such as the Super Bowl, but in any case, Mary Frances Bowley of Wellspring Living explains some warning signs of human trafficking and what you should do if you suspect it.
If you see a situation where you see a child with someone that's definitely older and maybe some inappropriate activity happening in the way that person is being treated, you want to say something. I heard a girl say, you know, we'd be with our trafficker and there'd be five girls with this one man. Why didn't somebody say something? And so we need to be aware of what's going on and be proactive. We need to say something, and that would be call police.
The Trump administration's pulling the nation out of another treaty. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made the formal announcement on Friday morning that the U.S. is withdrawing from the decades-old nuclear treaty with Russia, known as the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. He says Russia's been violating it for years.
Russia has jeopardized the United States security interests, and we can no longer be restricted by the treaty while Russia shamelessly violates it.
The treaty had been signed by then-President Ronald Reagan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.